Headspace have opened a new service in Burnie today. They've been in Devonport for a little while, but today they've got a new service in Burnie. Tell us a bit more about it. The Northwest Manager for Headspace is Deirdre Brown. Good afternoon, Deirdre.
Good afternoon, and thank you for having me on.
You're more than welcome. Now, for people listening, and my demographic isn't really the 12 to 25-year-old age group, which caters for youth through Headspace, but just explain what Headspace is. I think a lot of people are probably aware that it's a youth mental health service, but that's about it, I think, for most people.
Yeah, look, statistics tell us that more than 75% of mental health issues develop before a person turns 25. So Headspace does provide a tailored and holistic approach to mental health for 12 to 25-year-olds. And our focus is very much on early intervention and prevention, and we work with young people to provide support at a really crucial time in their lives and to help them get back on track and strengthen their ability to manage their mental health in the future. So it's really important that we focus on that early intervention.
Okay, now Devonport had what was called a satellite service, and that's gone to a full centre now as of November, and Burnie had nothing, and now you've got a satellite service, but that's going to be available 5 days a week, isn't it, still?
Absolutely. We recognise and acknowledge the importance of having Headspace present here in the Burnie community, so we are going to be opening 5 days a week. And still offering a range of services. So we'll have mental health, we'll provide alcohol and other drug support. And we also look at, we have been granted funding for another 3 years in our individual placement and support program, which is really about career space and looking at supporting young people into education or employment.
There's a variety of ways that people can be referred, including self-referrals, but also family, friends, schools, health professionals and so on. And for people listening that may have a child or a grandchild that is going through some issues with mental health, it doesn't hurt to say, look, have you tried Headspace?
Yeah, absolutely. Just give us a ring. And we can actually, you know, help support, navigate. If we're not the right service, then we certainly will help and support people to find a more appropriate service for them.
Well, it's been a combined effort, hasn't it, really, to get the Burnie satellite service open, because it's not just yourself involved in it, but Primary Health Tasmania. I think there was some funding from the government as well, and Cornerstone Youth Services as well.
Yeah, so Cornerstone Youth Services are our lead agency, and fundamentally the support that our Headspace Centre needs in order to operate. So they've been a significant, partner and driver of the Headspace services on the Northwest Coast. And then, of course, we have Primary Health Tasmania who deliver the funding to us. And then we have Headspace National, which, again, are a big part of what we do and how we operate.
Lots of pieces to make up the pie by the sound of it.
But certainly is.
Yeah, it's all come together very nicely as well. Now, you're actually, where the building you are in Burnie, that's also being shared with some other youth services, so it's a nice fit, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. What we want is that a young person can come into the building, into the space, and then not have to tell their story over and over again to different providers. So we try to work with local service providers so that they can use the space. We don't pretend that we're going to be all things to all people, but we hope that they'll be able to come in and have a range of services.
Okay, and like I said, if anyone's listening that's got a child or a grandchild, I know someone reasonably well, I'm not going to mention any names, close enough to me that actually used Headspace services a few years ago and found it very, very helpful. So I can recommend it's not first-hand, but second-hand, if you know what I mean.
Look, one of the things that we'd really love to get across to the community is we're looking for young people between 16 and 25 to join our youth reference group. They are absolutely crucial to the Headspace model, and not only from us, you know, giving us input around our service delivery, but also health promotion. So they will help at events, they'll talk to other young people about Headspace. And in return, we look at how we can support and train those participants around a whole range of different life skills, And the Headspace staff become very involved in supporting those that youth reference
group. So it's a form of peer support, really?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, they have a bit of fun. We've got a small group that have helped us to date to, design and get the Headspace feel from a young person's perspective. We've had a few events where they've helped out, and we're looking forward to doing that across the Burnie community and really seeking young people to come and be a part of the team.
Given that it's school holidays at the moment, there may even be some school teachers listening that are probably thinking, hey, this is a good idea to get some of my students involved in.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And I've got a person and a phone number, if I may share that with you. So if anyone is listening and is interested in the Youth Reference Group, if they can call Claire on 6408-0251.
Okay, and I'll be putting that up online later on this interview. So if anyone doesn't get a chance to write that down, just go back and listen to it later on this evening. Look, thanks very much for your time this afternoon, Deirdre. It's fantastic that you've got that service in Burnie now, and I think there's only about 120-odd of them around Australia, so we're lucky that we've got two on the northwest coast.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yep. And for further information, of course, people can check out our Headspace Burnie Facebook page or our Headspace Burnie website.
Yeah, keep up the great work. As I said, I know someone that's used the service and was very thankful for it. And thank you for your time this afternoon.
No, thank you.